I'm trying new things, always exploring, always looking for new ways to do things and push myself and see how it works and test. You know me, it's my curiosity. Anna Malus-Kitzman in the Good Company podcast here. This will be a short one from my deck, drinking morning coffee, and decided to just record this one that way. And it's about learning to receive. It is something that I am literally learning right now, as we speak, learning that I don't have to do things by myself, that receiving from others does not have to make me feel uncomfortable. I really think that because of the way I was brought up and I was raised, very self-sufficient, very, you know, I can do it myself, I have to do it myself. And also, you know, when you have an emotionally available parent or parents, you also have to just rely on yourself, right? Because other people are not available for you. And so that taught me that I always have to do things by myself. And receiving anything is really hard for me. Even sometimes when I agree, even from family members, to receive something, it's really hard moment for me because I think I should be able to do it by myself. And lately I have several situations that actually showed me that this part of me is getting better and progressing and healing. I was at the park with my girls and you know how in the park here in Chicago there are people with the carts coming in and they have ice cream, and I didn't have any cash on me, and there was this dad next to me, and he's like, I can buy your daughter an ice cream. And for the first time, I was like, sure, no problem. And I felt any, you know, again, this is a small thing, but usually in the past, I would be like, no, I can afford my own ice cream. I can get it. I can afford it. Like, you don't have to buy it for me. It means that I'm like not good enough or something. I was always building a story around it. And it was the first time that I was like, literally without any hesitation, in very lightness, I was like, yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And was thinking about all this situation when we like did something similar or get something for somebody, and maybe it's like a payback or something, but that doesn't matter. What matters is this idea that I was just allowing it, you know? And then I'm looking at the different, you know, areas of my life. Lately, I have an amazing gift I received. Somebody just donated something for me that was really expensive as a gift because they liked my energy. And this was another, it was like a big gift. It wasn't ice cream. It was like, you know, several hundred dollars gift. And again, I just teared up. Because it was just so sweet and beautiful to hear that somebody likes my energy and just want to give me something. And there was no barrier. There was no even, I just accepted it. I accepted receiving a gift from somebody else without hesitation. And I think it's such an important thing to look at and to learn and to see if it's healthy, if you have it in a healthy way. Because, you know, I know people who don't even like think twice. They think they deserve things and they just constantly want to get things from you and receive, and they don't even think twice about that. And I always build all that story that I should be able to do it myself. I want to do it myself. You don't need to help me. I'm self-sufficient. And now, you know, I know I am self-sufficient. I know I can do it myself. But I also want to receive and feel this feeling of receiving, and also give others opportunity to give, because that's also a great feeling for them. And this is, again, kind of like a little pointer that there is some healing that already happened. That in that area that I'm getting better, and that part of me that needs to do everything by myself and don't want any help is less rigid and less triggered. So I think that's fantastic. So how is receiving for you? Do you like to receive? Does any feelings or thoughts pop up when you receive anything, from small things to big things? Do you feel obligated to that you are going to have to give back, or there's just like this story built with the fact that you are receiving something? So how is that for you? How is receiving for you? I hope it's in a much healthier place than mine was. Until the next time, love and light.